Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holley, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you guys are getting ready for big crowds.
Yes, sir. That's coming. We got spring coming, and when the good weather gets to Kerrville and the Hill Country, it's happening right now, then the people start coming from all over the state of Texas. It's a favorite place for peaches and wild turkey hunting and maple trees starting to turn.
People love to come to see the beauty.
You betcha. And we're trying to get ready for that. We've got our gardeners. We got volunteer gardeners like Kathy Lyles that donates her time.
Who's the lady from Fredericksburg?
That's Kathy
Lyles.
Yeah,
I've seen her up there many times, man.
You know, and after we got the water, we said, now, God, we need a crazy person with plants that loves you. Yeah. And she shows up and says, God said I'm supposed to come over here and donate my time. And so
Great person. Puts
in 20 to 30 hours a week sometime pulling weeds and doing stuff. So she's done a beautiful job. And then we have Billy Long Enterprises Landscaping, Gardens at the Ridge, AAA Landscaping, Rick Martin, and others landscaping that are helping us make the garden a garden. And so this is the time of the year. So invite everybody to come out and see
that's
the flowers.
Why garden is in our name of our place. Yeah. It is a garden. It's not just saying that, but it is a beautiful garden.
Right. The rocks are there all year, but not the flowers.
And you were fortunate to be able to get someone to help you with the irrigation and the pump and all that stuff so you can keep them beautiful year-round.
Yes, we actually are. We have that has been donated to and by Newsom Sprinklers here in San Antonio, and we're so grateful for their donations also to make it beautiful and green.
Well, every week, Max, it's become a tradition. Miracle of the Week. So what's our miracle
of the
week?
Well, we have all kinds. And again, a lot of places in God's kingdom have, miracles occur at conferences and church services and places and times and events. But the unique thing about the garden in Kerrville is we're open 365 days a year. And so the Holy Spirit has to do something every day. And he's doing it with thousands of people. And one of the neat miracles that we just got some neat pictures of the big line of Judah bronze that I sculpted. It's 11 feet long, 1,000 pounds. But we had some photographs taken by one of our tour guide chaplains, Matt Tykala. And there's those angel orbs, balls of light light are all around this new sculpture. And it's a pretty fantastic, we'll be getting that posted on our website and stuff. But these things, when you go up there, you never know what to expect with the Holy Spirit, because he is not limited at this place.
You know,
other
places,
he has to do what he's, you know, what they want him to do. But here at the mountain, he gets to do what he wants to do.
That's why I enjoy coming up there all the time. It doesn't make a difference if I've been four times in a week or once a month. Yeah. I always am excited about coming to the cross.
Right.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't. And the miracles with the people, and we get these thousands of these letters. It's just awesome. But saying the angels, that's a possibility up there, and it happens. And sometimes you can actually get photographs, and we got them on
our
website.
You just never know.
Nope.
But you can't do it if you're not there.
That's right.
You
got to
go.
That's right.
Well, Max, we have a guest this week. We've had this man on before. Great Christian, good man, big helper to you. If you would introduce.
Sure. Well, it's Jeff Anderson, and he's a great friend, and I really like Jeff, but Sherry and I really like his wife, Barbara. She's just a terrific person. She's not here with us today, but so we got Jeff, but he does a great job on everything he puts his hands to. His background is business, and been a very successful businessman and running organizations, and then Christ got a hold of him like he got a hold of the rest of us, and he's been giving his life to the King, and at the Garden, he helps us in a lot of different ways. He helps us do Easter, which is coming up, and with the logistics of getting people up and down the mountain.
And that's a lot.
Right, and he's head of our tour guide chaplains. We call him the fire marshal. He doesn't put fires out, he starts fires, and fires in the Holy Spirit. And so he's now, I think he said, 50 different tour guide chaplains now that we have volunteering and helping. He heads up that. He's the one that had the idea for the prayer path up there, that so many people, thousands of people are blessed by that prayer path. And then the Ambassador to the Cross program that we've got, that God gave that idea to Jeff. And so he's a real idea guy, and we're so grateful to have him here. And we got another wild idea. And so, Jeff, welcome to the program again.
Well, thank you. Barbara would love to be here. Her sister's coming in town today, so she needed to do the Martha things at home to prepare.
You bet.
But
Max, you've got a new project coming up. But first, tell us a little bit about what you do for the Coming King Foundation.
Well, all of those things Max said, but the main thing that we try to do is to lead with servants' hearts, to be champions of servant leadership, and provide opportunities for volunteers and others to get engaged in being servants at the various
people
ways.
People are looking for that, aren't they?
They really
when
are.
They get in there and they put their heart and soul in it. If they want to do something and they want to take the lead, they want to take responsibility. They want something to call their own and get their teeth into it.
Absolutely. And the tour guide chaplains will be the first to tell you that they get so much more from this than what they give. And there's just example after example. We just had an individual lost his dad a few weeks ago, and in his despair, although he knew it was coming, and in his despair of the day of learning for it, he went there because he didn't know what else to do. And he came back so blessed from those that had ministered to him as he was trying to minister to others.
I want to mention before we go on, we're talking about the tour guide chaplains, which you're over. When people come to the cross, how do they know it's the real deal? How do they know it's a tour guide chaplain?
They've got a red apron.
There you go.
We just had an event this weekend in Kerrville, and of our 50 tour guide chaplains, 27 were there hungry for the more of the Lord.
Yeah.
So.
And it's an apron because Christ told us to serve. And what do the servers often have? They have aprons. And so that's why we felt like our tour guides, chaplains, should be there to serve, and that's the symbol. So if you see the red apron with the silhouette of the Christ on the white horse, you know it's safe
it's
to
the
pray,
real deal.
And it's the real deal, and they'll help you.
And you'll know you have a person with a compassionate heart that wants to listen to you and just minister to you.
Well, I wanted to make the point, because that way if they come there and they see that red apron, they know this person is affiliated with the cross and already been checked out, and everybody's
right.
Good. Max, you've got a project that you've got.
Yeah, we got a new project.
Jeff, why don't y'all talk about that?
Yeah, we got Jeff, and that's why I wanted to talk about that today. Well, 8 years ago, God told me to do a big giant lion sculpture, the Lion of Judah, and I started working on it, and then the Coming King Foundation got sued, and we had to pour our whole life for 2 years into this lawsuit and pour out our money, and I had to stop the project, and I wasn't able to finish it. Well, we did win the lawsuit. The cross went up. You know, they were trying to stop the cross from going up, but it's up now, and it's doing everything that we all prayed for and dreamed. But God said this last year, go ahead and finish the line now. So I did this big line that's like 11 foot long. It's 105% life size, bigger than the biggest line in the world by 5%. But in the beginning, we knew that the lion represents Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, but he also represents the people of Israel, the Jews, the Hebrews, and so Sherry and I and others have been praying for years that God would put a one of these lion sculptures in Israel. And so that's what we've got, a project to place the number one lion casting in the nation of Israel as a gift from American Christians to the nation of Israel. And that's why we have Jeff here today, is because we've figured out a way to do that, and we need people's help. Now, Sherry and I are going to be donating, I think, about $14,000 of the cost of doing it, but we need help with getting the casting cost done, and we're going to airship it over to Israel because this is the year of their 70th anniversary as a Jewish nation.
So it's important to get it now.
So it's important that we get it now, and we need people, if they would, to join with Sherry and me to get this line to Israel. And what we've set up is that we're going to be able to donate it to the gifts can come to Jeff and Barbara's 501c3 organization. And Jeff, why don't you tell us about what that is?
Well, we lead an organization called Leadership, Inc. That's INC. And Leadership, Inc. is just simply an organization that seeks to empower lifelong learning. That's what we do at the Cross, is we're learning more about Christ mm-hmm. as we live our lives. And we champion servant leadership. And we're so pleased to join with Max and Sherry and the Coming King and this concept of the Lion of Judah, of the mighty Lion coming and blessing Israel. And that we think it's an opportunity for Christians across the world to be a part of this blessing. Leadership, Inc. has set up a special fund. It's called the Lion of Judah Fund. And it's pretty simple. Those contributions that come into Leadership, Inc. or to the Lion of Judah Fund, either one, will go directly to supporting that mission and getting that lion in place.
Max, do they go to our website? Is that how they can contact us, a separate one?
We're actually getting that on there now, and they can contact us at the Coming King Foundation, because what we're going to do with this lion in Israel, we don't know how many people want to help put the lion in Israel, mm-hmm. but if the donations exceed the amount of the hard cost of getting it in there and the shipping and the base and stuff, then any amount of money above that will go to the Coming King Foundation mm-hmm. to put the lion in the Coming King Foundation there at the Kerrville Garden. Now, Sherry and I have already donated the artist copy line to the Coming King Foundation, but we need a lot of concrete work and a great big Ten Commandments base. And a lot of expense, about $200,000 worth of construction stuff to get that thing finished. So what we've set it up is basically this is about the lion, Jesus, and we're trying to raise the funds to get the lion in Israel. And then if there's any overflow money from that, then it'll help finish getting the
which
line curve.
So it's actually two projects.
Yeah.
You got one already done at the Coming King House.
You got the bronze paid for.
And so you need a foundation.
Yes.
But the other one is putting the whole thing over in Israel.
Yes.
Two separate ones.
Right. So the number one will go to Israel, and the artist copy will come to Kerrville. And, well, and we just need folks to help us. And we're also going to be doing something special, Roy, to thank people. And we're getting that together where they might get a small line sculpture, a small piece of art, depending on the size of their donation. But if you want to be one of the people, and this is historic, guys, where the American Christians would give the Lion of Judah to the nation of Israel, that's a pretty historic thing. And if you want to be a part of that, we'd sure appreciate it.
Jeff, you've got to be real excited about this whole project.
Well, not only are we excited, but I think everybody that participates in it. This has been a part of the revelation in the great book, the Bible, since the very beginning. It began in Genesis and it continues, but I look at a verse in Hosea 11:10, they shall go after the Lord, he will roar like a lion, and when he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. That word trembling really means participating, caring, opening up their hearts, and that's what we have the opportunity to do.
Max, other organizations are going to be helping out, right?
Yeah, what we're doing, we've got Jeff's organization, Leadership Inc., is going to collect the funds under this dedicated Lion of Judah Fund. But we have Dodi Yavo, which is a ministry by Linda Morris, and she is a ministry that helps Israel and gives and supports Israel. And so her ministry has already donated the founding gift of $5,000 to help get the lion to Israel. And then we have the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, which I've been a part for since the early 90s, and they're helping us. And we've got a lot of different Christian ministries here in the United States that just love Israel and the people of Israel and want to make this lion to be a gift, again, from American Christians to the nation of Israel.
Max, what do you need? to make this gift happen, and what donors receive if they give you some money.
Right. Well, we're going to need about $100,000 to make it happen for Israel. And again, Sherry and I are donating part of that and to help cover the cost. But we're going to need about $100,000, we think, to get it all done. And so if somebody would like to help us with any part of that, we will be doing some special gift things. And we'll also recognition things and plaques and things that would honor the donors. But it's going to be Jeff's organization that will actually hold the money until we got it and can do it.
Jeff, so I understand you're a 501c3, so that means those dollars are, you can get a tax deduction credit letter from you?
That's right. We're a public charity, and everybody will receive a recognition for their donation.
So that's got to be exciting, because that certainly helps out a lot of people.
Sure.
That they
plus,
can
you could
write
just
it off their
donate
taxes.
It being straight to Israel, because it wouldn't get the tax write-off. So this way, you can give it here in America, but then the gift is made to Israel, and we're excited about it. And we'll be doing more announcements, and more information will be available on the websites and soon. But this is
what a deal.
Yeah, this is exciting.
This is going to be really historic. Something special to put this line in Israel. It's going to be special to put it at the cross
garden,
too.
Yeah, at the
but to have them both there, yeah. And I remember correctly, didn't I just hear where the new capital of Israel is going to be?
In Jerusalem.
In
yeah,
Jerusalem.
That's what,
how
Trump,
neat is that?
Yeah, the
for
first
that to
president
happen.
That's actually doing it.
Yeah, I think Pence said it was going to be 2019 now, so it's right. not far.
Yeah, not far
right,
off.
Right.
Max, any closing comments?
Just that since you mentioned that Pence and the government, you know, this is a gift between American Christians to the people of Israel. This is not from our government. This is not a political thing. It's about love and love for the Jewish people. And we know they love the lion. The lion is first referenced in again, Genesis. And when the Shiloh comes and the references of the Messiah returning is in that. And so that's what we're going to have to bless the nation of Israel.
How do they reach us?
Well, they can call the Coming King Foundation or go to our website, just comingkingfoundation.org, and then we'll also be able to get with the Leadership Inc. And right now, you can just contact the Coming King, and then we will patch you over to the Leadership Inc.
Jeff Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Oh, what a pleasure. Thank you,
Max
Roy.
And Sherry Griner, thank you. I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry here today with you with some more visitor comments. The first one comes from Shirley Robertson from Kerrville, Texas, and this was posted in Letters to the Editor, Kerrville Daily Times. Proud to show off Kerrville when my loved ones arrived from Virginia for Christmas. I was proud to take them to three wonderful places in our city. First, to St. Paul's United Methodist Church for a Christmas Eve service. Second, the Empty Cross Prayer Garden, which they thought was awesome. And third, the Veterans Center. I am glad we live in a city that honors God, country, and our flag. We will honor our flag and never take a knee. I was also pleased to see the nativity scene on the front page of the Kerrville Times. The next one comes from Rooster Cocolina from Facebook. God lives here. It's so moving, and you can feel God's presence from the time you exit the vehicle until you leave. Tears of sorrow and joy flow as you walk and read the scriptures. Leave your burdens upon the Lord. He walks with you every step of the way. I have been twice, and both times have felt left feeling cleansed. So we thank you, Rooster, for sharing that with us. Heidi from Norway says, Max, thank you so much for letting me grow spiritually, build muscles, find grace, hope, and strength in the garden. Your boldness is a huge inspiration. I know I will be grateful till I die and beyond. And Heidi was here for a while. She stayed in Kerrville, and now she's back in Norway. Jim Alcorti from Kerrville, Texas says, my son and I love the cross and all that surrounds it, and mainly for what it stands for. We love Jesus and also you all. Thank you. From Austin, Texas, Dolores says, Max, thank you for your obedience to create the prayer garden, a place where God confirmed my gift of prayer. Look how God works, bringing his children together to serve him. Bless the Lord for you. He performed this plan for you before you were born. And I myself truly believe that also. The next one says, thanks for sending me the information about your amazing sculptures and prayer garden. I praise the Lord for the artistic gifts he has given you, and I am thankful that you are using them for his honor and glory. This came from Dr. Dave Reagan, Lamb and Lion Ministries from Princeton, Texas. The last one today is very peaceful, loved it, from James and Mary Ann Cloud from Bryan, Texas. And that's all we have for today. I will see you or be back with you again next week with some more comments.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, Would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.